Welcome back to my podcast. I am Enid Kadambi, a certified finance and investment analyst and a financial educator. Today's episode is all about financial self-care. What is it and is it already part of your self-care routine? If not, how can you add it to your daily, weekly or monthly self-care routines? There has been no shortage of self-care routines since the pandemic hit us. From hitting the gym regularly or exercising at home and treating yourself every once in a while, bubble baths, early bedtime, skincare routines and getaways to all the feel-good items that you can afford to tick off your list. But have you thought or heard about financial self-care? One of my favorite finance books is Why Women Are Poorer Than Men by Annabelle Williams. There are so many reasons behind my love for this book. At the top of my list is the dedication of a whole chapter on money as self-care. It made me realize how many of us interact with money. It always feels like a burden, like your entire life is set on laboring only to pay bills. You earn money and immediately you're paying bills, saving some coins, and then your account balance is back to default settings. You know how that one feels, right? Like your money just disappears into thin air every single payday. If you look at some of these transactions as self-care, spending your money no longer feels like daylight robbery. For example, my current bank account always carries an almost zero balance. Sometimes I look at it and I wonder how I will survive through the month, but I feel safer financially when I look at my overall financial position. That said, there's more to financial self-care than just watching your bank transactions. It consists of all other individual actions and measures that you take to secure your financial success. So, if you're wondering what you need to include in your financial self-care, here are a few things. Your financial self-care journey should start with having an emergency fund. Emergency funds are savings accounts used to put money away for a rainy day, say when your employer lets you go, or you deplete your health insurance coverage, but you still have a medical bill. All things that you think will not go wrong, money-wise, could go wrong. Your rainy day kitty is here to prepare you for that day. It gives you a peace of mind and possibly keeps you from racking up thousands of shillings in debt. Once you have your emergency fund up, you can now start working towards other savings and investment goals. Second on the list is taking time during the week or month to review your finances and overall situation. Even if you don't do anything, take a few minutes to consider your money situations and behavior can bring a new perspective. So, what should you do? Look at your bank balances, including joint accounts. Do not forget the savings and investment accounts. Review your loans. Review your employer benefits. Consider what you spent your money on. This is where you look at your expenses and your budget. If you are in business, are there clients you are yet to invoice? Have you received payments for all your invoices? Are there any pending bills that you need to take care of? What membership and subscriptions should you cancel? This is where you get rid of every membership and every subscription that you're not using because, let's face it, you'll probably never use it again and it's taking your money. You will also have to review your goals. Do you have any new goals that you should start planning and saving for? The list here is endless, so these are just examples. Third on financial self-care is freeing up your time, guilt-free. Perhaps you have those people in your circles who try to criticize every move that you make. Like, why are you hiring a mama fua or a house manager to do laundry and other things that you can do yourself over the weekend? Or why are you taking a cab instead of using a matatu? And they have these comments like, you should be using that money to invest, put it in stocks, you know, put it somewhere in real estate, and you can start building a multi-million dollar portfolio. And this is not just advice that you hear from people within your circles. These are comments that we sometimes also hear from financial advisors. I know it can be very patronizing. The other thing we are starting to do is getting swept up in this whole world of DIY, that is, do it yourself. You can take up DIY projects. It can help you save money, I think, and you can develop a hobby out of it. But if it is something that is taking up your time, you don't feel good doing it, and you can probably hire a professional to do it for you, then why not do it? All I'm saying is, do not be guilted because of outsourcing or paying for services others consider a waste of money. If you can afford to, why not hire someone to do all these things for you? It will certainly cost money. However, imagine all the things you could do with the time that you freed up. Fourth on the list, and my personal favorite, is managing your black tax. Black tax is inescapable for some of us. It is quite common, and many of us will gladly step in. Sometimes we will play the parental role to our younger siblings and acting as retirement funds for our elderly parents. However, the effects of black tax are inarguably why many young people have yet to get anywhere financially. They lack savings accounts, do not save for retirement, and are drowning in massive debt. I believe dealing with and managing your black tax is a must-have financial self-care item, and not just budgeting for the money you send to your relatives. Having a black tax management plan as part of your self-care is also about setting solid boundaries, understanding your financial capability, and what responsibilities you can take on without burdening yourself. It will also lead to more peace of mind, allowing you to focus on things that help you better your life. Finally, learn about money. There are numerous ways to learn about money. You can read books. There are so many blog posts and articles. Listen to podcasts like this one. Watch documentaries and follow qualified professionals on social media pages. What topics are troubling you? Is it savings, debt management, or the mind-boggling world of investments? All these avenues can help you learn about any topic on money. The more you learn about money, the more confident you become in your knowledge about money and your actions. You become more confident in taking that investment avenue that you feel that you do not understand at the moment. Most importantly, once you understand these topics about money, debt management, investments, you can protect yourself against scammers. There are many people out here who masquerade as financial advisors, and they try to sell you all these products, investment products, saving products, but these are not legit financial products. If you know what to look for, you are at a better position of protecting your money. We all deserve all the self-care routines where we can pamper ourselves silly. However, financial self-care is as important to add to your self-care routines, because the lack of it is usually devastating. Financial self-care does not have to be complicated or overwhelming. All you need to do is prepare for a rainy day, be on your toes with your finances, manage your black tax, and learn more about money. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode as we work towards financial independence. I hope you found it useful and you will join me for the next one. Until then, stay proactive with your finances.